All right, we are back here on the Destro Show. You're listening to Cabin Radio. We are here. It is a very special day here on the program. We have our first guest. Everybody, I'd like to introduce my friend Dave Spivak. Dave, how's it going today?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Great to hear from you.
Awesome, dude. Awesome. So, Dave, introduce yourself for the people who might not be aware of you at home here. Tell us what you do, my friend.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter, born and raised in Winnipeg. Presently living out in Calgary, and you and I had met on the Chris Jericho Rock and Rager cruise and just had a great time, and we had some fun shows that we played for the people there, and just doing my thing, always been writing songs and recording and just putting it out there, you know what I mean?
That's so cool, man. So how long have you been playing music?
It's probably since I was about 10 or 11, I would think. You know, I was always had a guitar next to me kind of fiddling around, but as in writing songs, maybe about, you know, 20 years, somewhere 15, 16 years, probably right in there.
Awesome. So I'm seeing the album right now, West of the Red. It's on Apple Music. People can get it out there. Where else can they find your album?
Anywhere, dude, anywhere. Just Google it.
Awesome.
You know, it's all over the place, Amazon, Google, the whole bit. Yeah, absolutely. It's been out since July 2017.
Yep.
So it's kind of interwebbed to all the different places and that kind of thing for sure. And they can also go to DaveSpivakProject.com. You can order a hard copy of the CD and all that kind of stuff there too as well.
That's awesome. So we'll go back to the cruise here. It was my first time on a boat. Yours as well, you said?
Very first time, man. I didn't know what to expect at all. You know, you always hear these stories that it's, you feel like you're in a little city and all this. Until you experience it, you just don't know, right? I mean, there was so much going on there. There was so much music and wrestling and comedy, and I was watching Craig Glass, his stand-up comedy, and I'm in a theater, and I'm thinking, like, did I not drive here and just walk in this theater? It was so weird to be in such an enormous boat like that with so much going on. So I don't know if you felt the same thing, but it was a great time, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It was a totally different experience being able to just experience all these things within the vicinity of your room, you know? It was really weird to have all that going on.
Yeah, it totally was, yeah. It was a lot of comedy. Really good times. We really enjoyed playing the shows. We did three different shows there, and just the stages were great, and the crowd was great, and just doing the our Canadiana type music, and you know, bringing the Great White North down to the Bahamas was a very exciting thing.
Oh, truly, man. No, like I said, I caught the last two. I was really up for the first one. The second show, I dragged myself into the Bliss Lounge there, and I was in the chair getting too comfortable. It was, oh man, that was definitely a time for me. It was definitely a different experience, But
yeah,
so you got some shows coming up soon.
Yeah, we got some shows. We're doing a little bit of Western Canada with Fozzy. We're going to be playing in Winnipeg at the Burton Cummings, which is the old Walker Theater. So for me, being from Winnipeg, this is a staple of a place to play there. And that's on December 1st. And then we've got December 3rd at the Starlight in Edmonton. In Calgary, December 4th at the Gateway, and kind of going from there. And then I've got some shows booked into the new year as well, just locally in Calgary and places. So, yeah, it should be fun, man. I mean, it's always great to, I grew up with Chris out in Winnipeg, and it's just awesome to be on the road together, and tons of comedy, tons of laughs, and great support, and, you know, you can't beat that kind of thing.
And that seems like what it is, man. It's so cool to be able to do what you love and to be doing it with the people that you love. You know, that's so special, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is, and I could see that with yourself and your friends and everybody. You know, it's just such a cool thing, right? Everybody's so positive and just having a good time, and that's what we're looking forward to. And you know, and I've got a lot of tunes that I'm writing, so I got new songs we're going to be performing. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. You know, we love kind of the ad lib thing of just kind of creating on stage too. So it should be some moments, I think.
No, definitely, man. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm going to do my best to get down there for the Edmonton show. Because it's for sure, it was awesome on the boat. It was great seeing you live, and thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Hey, thanks very much. Yeah, no, anytime, man, for sure. I'm excited to come up north. I've never been up there. I don't know about this bag and a moose business, but...
Hey, I'm telling you, listen, man, you get the two of us close together, we'll find a single row pickup truck that we'll get like three or four of us in that one row there, and we'll get a couple of moose in the back of that thing, I'm telling you, buddy.
Johnny Cash giving you his guitar or something, isn't it?
That's exactly it. It's a northern badge
yeah,
for sure.
Great. Hilarious.
Awesome. Thanks so much. So we got some of your tunes coming up here next on the Desro Show, right here on Cabin
Excellent.
Radio.
Wicked, man. Thanks very much. That's great.
Awesome. All right, everyone. We are back here on the Cabin Radio. It's the Destro Show. Once again, we're again speaking to my special friend here. He's on the road, Dave Spivak. How are you today?
Des, baby. I'm doing good, man. I'm living the dream. I'm cruising down the Trans-Canada. Can't get more Canadian than that, eh?
Right? I mean, I think you've got Tim Hortons on you. You're good to go.
Yeah, I'm drinking Tim Hortons. I don't go to the Starbucks. I go to the Tim's. I support the buy. I don't even know if it's Canadian owned anymore, right? But I'm addicted. They put something special in that coffee. We all know that.
I'm
Let's get
telling you,
real.
right? It's happy juice is what it is for sure, man, for sure. So you're on the highway. Where are you heading to?
We're heading out. We're going on tour. I'm heading out to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, our favorite city. Just going out there, going to do some rehearsing with the boys, and then we play Saturday night at the Burton Cummings Theater. And then we play every night for like 4 nights, dude. We're like heading back then to Regina, and that's at Exchange there, and that's a sold-out show. And go to the Starlight in Edmonton on Monday, and then Calgary at the Exchange down the Saint area there. So yeah, man, it's gonna be a lot of fun, a lot of shows to look forward to, and get out there and rock and roll, baby.
That's so cool, man. So you're going to be ending up in Calgary. So you're going to end up just like being at home for the last night of the tour then.
Calgary, and it's the gateway in Calgary. I already screwed it up.
Awesome.
I usually have Red Cup Jeff do this for me. Find him online. Great guy. You met him on the cruise. You met him on the cruise. Yeah. Sorry, that's the yeah, that's at Sate, and that's gonna be a fun one. So yeah, down to Winnipeg, back to the mountains type thing. Lots of fun.
Oh, that's cool, man. So you get to tour, you get to drive the whole Western Canada, the prairies there. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I know it's gonna be great, and the drive's always good. You drive a lot, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
Were you
for sure. You know,
on
like
the road?
especially the Dempster Highway, we definitely do a lot of cruising on that one. It's a long 1,200 kilometer stretch to get to the next city, the biggest city out, right?
Oh.
So.
Well, you gotta have a big truck or something.
Well, that's what I like
TBD.
about, I own a Wrangler now, right? A Jeep Wrangler Rubicon. So, I mean, it's beautiful on the road.
That's very cool. Take the top off. We'll head to the beach.
Oh, that's it, right? We'll head to the Pebble Beach with all the driftwood here on the Arctic Ocean, and you can dip your
Oh,
toe.
beautiful, man. Yeah, I've heard. It's like, wasn't that rated like top 5 beaches in the world or something? I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's great.
I'm sure it's definitely not as busy as some of the ones we've seen. Like definitely Miami Beach was pretty crowded, and I'm sure Bahamas
Yes.
was pretty crowded too.
Well, that's funny because I'm from Winnipeg, and I live in Alberta now, but there's a beach outside Winnipeg. It's an hour north called Grand Beach, and it's super amazing. Like you would not believe it was in Manitoba. You walk out and it's a white sand for a few miles. Great beach, and it was actually rated in the top 5 in the late 80s in Playboy magazine, put it on their top 5 list of best beaches in North America. So you never know what's in the Northwest Territories. Could be the same thing, right? You gotta
Well,
get there.
and that's it. There's actually some sand dunes out in the Yukon near Whitehorse that they call the most like northerly beach there. So it's a pretty nice little find for sure. But yeah, so I'm gonna be there in Edmonton on Monday, man. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, we're probably sticking around for the night, so we'll hang out. It'll be a great time. And
Oh,
man,
that's
thanks for playing.
awesome. That was my
Yeah,
concern.
thanks for all the support and playing the DSP. It's great, man. It's good to see.
Oh
So
man, no,
that's
I
super
love it.
cool, and we're gonna have a great time. It's the cruise part two
Yeah,
that night.
exactly,
That's
right? Cruise
Monday
two,
night.
the cruise reunion two on Monday night. That's the thing, right? It's a Monday night, so it's going to be a bit of a twist there. But yeah, let's talk about DSP a bit, man. Like I said, I'm practice what I'm preaching here. I'm chilling to your music. I like it a lot. Let's talk about Cold Empty Streets, man.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, Cold Empty Streets is one of my oldest songs. I actually wrote that song right in front of the Army Surplus on Portage Avenue, close to Main Street. I think it's Memorial Boulevard. And I wrote it there in a car one time, like maybe almost 20 years ago, I bet. I was hesitant to record it and put it on this latest album. But you know what? I did it, and I love it. And I kind of fell in love with it again. And we've got a video going on YouTube right now for it. Tons of views and that, and everybody should check it out. It really, I think it would really show old Winnipeg in it. Like, we shot underneath the Salter Bridge and areas where, you could almost wear a bulletproof vest. But it was the old north end of Winnipeg, and it's, yeah, I'm just super happy that we did record it and put it on there, and yeah, thanks, dude. You should play that one. I don't know if you've been playing it, but...
No, we've got it for sure. We've played it. We'll put it on again here. Definitely, yeah. For sure. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, right on. Cold, empty streets. Love it.
Cool, man. Cool. So what's the rest of your day looking like? How long of a drive do you have left?
I'm just heading out to Moose Jaw tonight to a friend's and an old buddy of mine who helps out a lot. It's another thing, giving so much great support for friends has been so great. And right now I'm just cruising down the highway and I haven't seen another vehicle. I mean, I don't even think there's a turn on this road all the way to Manitoba. So it's a lot of fun, right? I got the AM radio going when I'm not talking to you. I love the talk radio. It's always been a big fan of that. I'm about 100 years old.
Well, you give her like you're 20, brother. I'll tell you that, man. I can't wait for Monday night. It's going to be a good show. Anything else you wanted to say while we got the chance here, while we're chatting?
Get those people from the Northwest Territories out. Those are my bros, man. I love everybody up there. Let's go out there. Let's play a show. Let's do something. Let's go get a moose. I just want to tap on. I'm not going to kill it.
So I talked to my brother-in-law, who's the moose hunter in Edmonton, and I was like, what are the chances of us going out this weekend to bag one? And he says, non-Aboriginal hunting season's over Friday, the night I get in. So we missed our window here this season in Edmonton. So I got it. I only can do it up here, I guess, with my Aboriginal hunting rights. But oh well.
we'll go buy one at the Northern store, whatever you got up there.
Exactly right. We'll definitely check that out. Good stuff, man. Well, Dave, thank you again for taking the time out on your drive here to chat with me. Always good to have you on the show, brother.
Thanks, bro. Right on. See you Monday.
Yeah,
thanks,
we'll see everybody. You Monday.
Ciao.
Okay. Bye. Peace. There we go. Okay, here we go. All right, we'll do this one more time. Sorry about that.
Give me an intro. Give me an intro before you ask me stuff.
Yeah, okay, we'll do. We'll do. Okay. All right. Hey, everybody, what's up? We are back here on the Dez Stroh Show. Dez here, and I have my man on the phone here from Winnipeg. Give me a call here. What's up? Dave Spivak, how's it going, my man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Dez, and I'm in Calgary, funny enough. I've left Winnipeg, so I'm all over the place, brother.
It's awesome, man.
But it feels like Winnipeg. It's still minus 25 or 30 out here. It's insane. So, can't complain. You gotta. Hey, it's nothing like what you go through probably on a daily basis, right? So.
But, I mean, I've been hearing that the cold, this polar vortex, I've been hearing it's been pretty bad. Have you gotten it worse this winter than normal?
Not in Calgary, no. In Winnipeg, it's been really bad.
Okay.
But Calgary's been the easiest winter that I can remember. It's just these past few days, and then the continual for the next 5 days is what they're saying. But then it should be gone.
Man,
not a big deal.
I'm telling you, man, you got it so easy up here. It's been definitely colder than that, and we're braving through it. We're braving through it. So anybody out there listening,
we're bringing some heat to it. We're bringing some heat to it right now, baby.
That's it. So for everybody out there listening, Dave and I met on the Chris Jericho cruise. Dave fronts the band, Dave Spivak Project. So I just wanted to talk to Dave really quickly here about what he's been up to and what's been happening with the music scene. So what have you been up to, Dave?
Well, booking shows. I've got some local shows in Calgary. I've got some stuff down in the mid-US that's happening in July. And just in festivals and all that kind of stuff. And then I was in Winnipeg doing a bunch of press. I recorded one of my new singles called Traverse Bay that I was playing on the cruise. It was fairly new then, so we put that down with Rybo.
Nice.
Drummer extraordinaire from, was the second drummer of The Watchmen. He was the drummer of Annihilator. Really cool guy and lots of fun to jam and play with. One of my best buds. And then went into the studio, did that. I got a funny story about the Winnipeg trip because it was a lot of fun flying in and just doing all this in such a short time period. I ran into an old high school friend. On the Saturday, a girl that I grew up with since like kindergarten type thing. My area of Winnipeg that I grew up in, there was an elementary, a junior high, and a high school within one soccer field. So you didn't really leave the area. So you know people from back then. And we went around and just took kind of pictures of in front of our elementary, our junior high, like selfies type thing.
Right.
Put them on Facebook and all our old friends are like freaking out. And then we went to our high school to do the same thing and it was open. there was like some kind of a theater thing going on. This was on a Saturday in the day.
Right.
So we just walked in, and it was so cool. Did Facebook Live videos, went to my old gym, the old smoking doors. it was weird. I haven't been back in that school since 1990. So that was kind of cool. And then on the Sunday, went out to Lake Winnipeg and recorded a video for Traverse Bay. I mean, we got a lot of shots. I think we got enough. We'll see once our editor is done with it. We were really chasing the light. We didn't get out till 2 p.m. It was minus 30. There was 5 feet of snow all the way up to your dank, if I can say that. So, there was no roads plowed. Like, it was insane, man. It was super fun. And then we rushed back to Winnipeg, and we had tickets to Neil Young and Crazy Horse at the Burton Cummings, which I played last December. So it was really cool to go there and, see it from a different angle and to see the boss like that. Like, I mean, holy cow.
Right.
So it was very cool. He was just calling out songs on the fly, and, it was real big jams, and yeah, very, very cool. William Prince opened up, who's a great singer-songwriter people should also check out of Winnipeg, who's up and coming. And yeah, it was really cool, man. It was a real quick, crazy weekend for sure.
Oh, that's awesome, man. What you were saying there about shooting the music video with the available light, that's exactly what we deal with here every single winter while we're doing our horror film festival. So I know your pain, brother. I know your pain. But So like you were saying on Facebook, I saw the pictures there. I saw the post. That looked really cool, man. You could see that it was definitely a trip for you guys to be going down memory lane like that. But what else I've been seeing on Facebook is this contest. Tell me more about what's going on here, man.
Yeah, so I've had some success with one of my singles, Get Out of My House, and shot a video actually out in that same Lake Winnipeg area, but in the summer. It's been on XM Satellite. It's been getting a lot of play and that type of thing. So I was coerced to enter it into the CBC Searchlight contest, which is based the first week on popularity, on votes, and then it goes to a panel of judges. We've just been promoting it and saying, vote, vote. My family's been, and you've been supportive, and people have been sharing it all over the place. And yeah, it's kind of blowing up. So we'll see how it does if we get to the next level. I think the song has got some legs, and I think CBC should be playing it, personally.
No,
100%. Of course I'm going to say that, but a lot of people say that. So, let's change things up a little bit and give some real kind of prairie rock over that way, right? So,
and that's what I'm saying, too. Like, let's get that hashtag going on Facebook, right? Hashtag DSP on CBC.
On CBC.
Everybody out there.
I saw you do that.
Everybody out there. We got to get that one rolling here. So we got Dave Spivak. Get Out of My House. We're going to be playing that up here next. Anything else you want to talk about, brother?
Not really. If anybody wants to come down, I'm playing February 21st at the King's Head here in Calgary. Come on down. That's on a Thursday night. It's like an artist type profiling night. So I'm doing three full sets. It'd be like, 90 minutes of music or something. So
holy smokes.
That could be pretty cool. And other than that, just come down to my social media for sure, Instagram and Facebook, DaveSpivakProject.com. I've got a lot of stuff in the works, and my video will be done probably in the next month to 6 weeks, and that'll be out there. Come on down to Instagram, come on down to Facebook, Twitter, DSpivakProject on Twitter. And it's always lots of fun, lots of stuff going on. So, look for the shows coming this summer, because they're coming for sure. So
that's awesome, man. It's glad to hear you're doing so good, because like I said, highlight of my trip, man, definitely on that cruise was meeting you and chilling, because I really like these tunes. We listen to them here.
you're,
I put them on the show a bunch of times, and you're always welcome here on the program, man. Just let me know what's going on with you, brother.
You're a beautiful man. And also, there will be a new album coming, too. Like, I got so many songs. So one is in the – well, actually, two songs are in the can right now and done. For it. So yeah, we're looking probably hopefully by the end of the year everything will be done. So lots going on. Love talking to you, Dez. Thanks very much, man. Appreciate this a lot.
So cool, man. Take care.
Yeah, right on. Bye, everybody.